In the silence of an ancient abbey nestled amid the woodlands and waterways of Ireland's Blackwater Valley, a community of 35 nuns have been praying and working towards Congress. They are Ireland's only community of enclosed Cistercian women religious from St. Mary's Abbey, Glencairn, and they have been given the task of producing the 250,000 Eucharistic breads for consecration at the Masses, which will be the focal point of the 50th International Eucharistic Congress, taking place in Dublin, Ireland, from June 10th to 17th next. In their own way, and according to their specific charism, they too are answering the call to Congress, to communion with Christ and with one another.
Well, essentially, our whole existence here revolves around the Eucharistic celebration. And being an enclosed order, we don't leave the premises. So we are very lucky in that we are very focused on God and his presence here with us.
Sister Fiacra Nutty is a former horticulturist and describes herself as a late vocation to the order who hopes to make her solemn profession later this year. It's no surprise, then, that this community was chosen by IEC 2012 organisers to produce the hosts for the June Congress. The breads themselves, Sister Fiacra reveals, will only have two very simple ingredients, a special altar bread flour and Glencairn's own pure spring water from the Blackwater River that flows through the valley.
Every part of our day is really dedicated to God, and that includes our work periods as well.
Definitely the old rule, ora et labora, work and prayer. And therefore, it's no surprise that you have a very specific and particular role in the lead up to the Eucharistic Congress. Your prayers for the success of the Congress, but also a practical role. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, we're very fortunate here, actually, to have a whole business which produces Eucharistic bread for consecration at Masses. And we started that business in 1981, and we have really grown exponentially ever since. And we've just feel very, very privileged to have spent the last couple of months, and indeed continue to work, towards the production of 250,000 hosts, especially for the Eucharistic Congress coming up in June.
That's an awful lot of work for a small community. Tell us a little bit more about the actual process of making the breads.
It's actually quite simple because we only have two ingredients that go into our hosts, and that's our own spring water here at Glencairn, coupled with very specialist ultra bread flour. And essentially we make those two things into a batter, which we cook on an automatic machine and subsequently stamp them out or cut them according to the size that's required. So we produce the hosts both in white and in brown, and as I say, we make them in a whole variety of sizes because we have discovered that, for instance, cathedrals might like a very large host, and then all the sizes down to what we call the people's host.
Yes? Is there anything specific or special about the host you're preparing for the Eucharistic Congress? Is there a particular symbol that's being stamped?
We're actually not doing that because our whole focus here as Cistercians is to make life, if you like, as simple as possible and focused on God. So we tend to steer away from the idea of stamping things or making anything very ornate in any way. But the difference with the bread that we actually produce here is that it's more substantial than the altar bread that you will find elsewhere. In other words, the hosts are just that little bit thicker. And the idea of this really is that according to the general instruction of the Roman Missal dating back to the renewed liturgy of Vatican II, it was suggested that we should try to produce hosts that are large enough to be broken and shared, and also that they are substantially like bread rather than just a wafer. So that's what makes our hosts different to perhaps what people would normally expect to receive.
In fact, the Congress theme, the Eucharist, communion with Christ and with one another, has its very roots in the Vatican II dogmatic constitution on the Church. The ecclesiology of the Second Vatican Council is an ecclesiology of communion, and in a world in which many forms of community have collapsed, the Church not only is communion, but also has, as an essential element of her mission, the task of proposing building up and sustaining forms of community, including religious community. And in this task, as Benedict XVI has often said, the cloistered religious have a very special and fundamental part to play in their life of meditation, reflection and prayer. What you've described is a very visual, which might seem strange for radio, but a very visual idea of what this Congress is all about and what Pope Benedict desired for this Congress in Ireland, a return to the basics, to simplicity, and also to renewal in sharing. What are your hopes as an enclosed religious community for the Congress?
Well, I think our whole being here over the last number of months has been focused on praying for the fruits of the Congress, because it's no news to anybody that our Church is experiencing great difficulties at the moment. But we really do see this Congress as a means to build up the Church again. So we've certainly been praying for that. We've also, with great joy, learnt the hymn that's associated with the whole Congress, and we actually sing it quite regularly here, especially on Sundays, so that we're spreading the message in song. And we're also hoping that some of our sisters will be able to attend some of the events during the Eucharistic Congress, and a number of them will be there at the Statio Orbis on the final day. And then on top of this, as an enclosed order, we also have the joy of being able to follow all the events online. So all told, we feel we are very much a part of the Eucharistic Congress, albeit that we do observe our rules of enclosure quite strictly. But nevertheless, in spirit and in prayer, we hope to join with the wider Church.
Which, of course, is your specific charism as an enclosed order. And I can remember the Holy Father on his most recent trip to a visit to an enclosed order, who said that your prayer is really what keeps, it's the motor of the Universal Church and of his own ministry. So keep on, as they say, the good work there. Thank you very much, Sister Fiacca, for taking time out of your very hectic schedule to actually speak to us today here on Vatican Radio.
Not at all. Thank you very much for having me.
Thirty-2,000 pilgrims have registered to be part of the Dublin experience this June. Why not join them, like the sisters at Glencairn, in communion with Christ and with one another? All information is available at the website iec2012.ie. I'm Eimear McCarthy.